Welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be talking all about PPC advertising in 2024.
Sounds good.
And I know what you're thinking, PPC, like why would I care about this? That's just for marketing people, right?
Right.
But actually, I think that knowing about PPC can give you a real edge even if you aren't running ads.
Yeah.
Because it's basically understanding the language that companies are using to try to get our attention online.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So today we're going to be going beyond the basics. Like, we're not going to be talking about what is PPC.
Yeah.
We're going to be dissecting an article called PPC Budgeting and Bid Management in 2024: Best Practices for Efficiency.
Okay.
So we're going to be going deep on, like, why is a solid PPC strategy so crucial? You know, like, what are the things that we need to consider when we're setting a budget? And we're going to be talking about some, like, really clever, I think, bid management techniques.
Oh, I like clever.
Yeah.
I like efficient.
Efficient, yeah. Who doesn't?
Oh, hey, let's do it.
So yeah, I mean, the online world is like super competitive these days.
Oh, yeah.
So like, how can, I guess, a really good PPC campaign like help you stand out?
Well, I think that it can help cut through all that noise, and like really connect with your audience. But the key thing is it's not about spending the most money.
Oh, okay.
It's about spending it the right way.
Okay. So, I mean, this article goes right into, we need to set clear goals before we even think about a budget.
Yeah.
And this might seem kind of obvious, but I bet a lot of people just like skip this step.
Oh, tons. Yeah, so many people do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
Oh,
just
yeah.
kind of jump right in. And
Yeah.
it's like setting off on a road trip without any destination.
Oh,
You're
yeah.
just going to be wasting your time and your gas, basically. So, in the world of PPC, your goals, they're like that roadmap.
Okay.
So do you want more traffic? Do you want more leads? Do you want more sales? Each one needs a different approach.
Okay. So we've got our goals. That's the foundation. And then comes the budget, which I think a lot of people, that's what makes them nervous.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But this article says that, like, before you even think about your budget, you have to do keyword research.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of curious, how do those two connect?
So, keyword research is basically like, what are the words and phrases that people are using when they're looking for stuff that you offer? Okay. And depending on how much competition there is for those keywords, and how many people are searching for them, that is going to like really directly impact your budget.
Okay.
So, if it's something that's like really high volume and there's tons of competition, it's probably going to cost a lot, to rank well. So it's like where knowing your audience and knowing how they like search online, that's like super important.
So it's not just like picking any old keyword. It's
Yeah.
like you got to be really strategic to
Right.
figure out, okay, which ones are actually going to give me like the most for my money.
Yeah, the most bang for your buck. That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
You got to know your
You're
audience,
right.
right? And you got to know like what they want. And this article also, it says you got to look at past campaigns. You got to use that historical data. And
Okay.
this is like the thing that people forget about.
So it's kind of like ignoring your bank statements and
Exactly.
hoping for the best, right?
Exactly.
But I guess how can we use, like, I don't know, our old campaigns to actually make a better budget?
So it's all about feedback, right? So you want to go back, you want to look at like, click-through rates, conversion rates, all those fun acronyms, and you want to figure out like what went well, what didn't go well, and are there like any patterns there?
Okay.
Right? So maybe like you had like a certain ad copy that people just like loved, or like a specific time of day where you got the best results.
Right.
So you can use that to like really refine your strategy and make sure you're spending your money where it counts.
Okay. So understanding like what's happened in the past helps us plan for the future.
Exactly.
Okay. But this all sounds like kind of overwhelming.
Well, right.
Like, how do we keep up with all this? Like, managing bids and all this stuff, it just seems like a lot.
Well, luckily, technology exists,
Okay.
so we can use automation to take some of that, like work off our plates.
Okay.
So this article, it mentions like automated bidding strategies. Like there's one called Target CPA,
Okay.
and there's another one, Maximize Conversions.
Okay, tell me more.
So Target CPA, that one's really good if you have a specific number in mind of like how much you want to spend to get a new customer.
Good.
So let's say like you only want to spend like $50, right, to get a new customer. The algorithm will automatically like adjust your bids to try and hit that target.
Okay.
Now, maximize conversions, that's all about getting as many conversions as possible
Okay.
within the budget that you set. So it's really good if your goal is just like volume. Right. Like you want to get as many people as possible, even if like the cost fluctuates a little bit.
Okay, so target CPA is about like keeping those costs
Yeah.
in check.
Controlling it.
And maximize conversions is all about like
Getting as many as you can.
just getting those numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, so choosing between those two would depend on what you're trying to do.
Yeah. What are your business goals
Yeah.
or your risk tolerance?
Okay. I mean, this is making me realize that like there are so many things that you can tweak
Oh, yeah.
when it comes to a PPC campaign. Like, it's not just about, oh, here's some money, show my ads.
Nope.
It's like a lot more strategic than that.
It's about finding those right people
Yeah.
and getting in front of them.
Okay.
So yeah, I think the article really gets into like that audience targeting,
Okay.
segmentation. It's all about like laser focus.
Okay.
You don't want to be just like shouting your message to everyone.
Yeah.
You want to refine it to reach the people that are most likely to care about what you're offering.
It kind of reminds me of those like creepy ads that follow you around
Oh yeah.
after you've like looked at something online,
Yeah.
which can be kind of annoying,
Right.
but I mean, they work.
But they do work.
So clearly, you know, something's working there.
It's because they're using the data,
Yeah.
right, to
Yeah.
like really refine that targeting and make it a more like personal experience. So you can, you can like segment your audience based on like demographics or their interests, even like what they've done online in the past,
Right.
to make sure your ads are being seen by like the right people at the right time.
Okay, so it's all about being like super strategic
Strategic,
and
yeah.
delivering the right message to the right person at the right time.
Exactly. And that brings us to ad scheduling,
Okay.
which the article also talks about.
I'll be honest, I haven't really thought too much about ad scheduling.
Oh,
Like,
interesting.
why is timing so important?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
You wouldn't like run an ad for coffee during prime time
Okay.
when everyone's getting ready for bed,
Okay.
you know? You want to catch people when they're like most likely to be thinking about your product,
Yeah.
right? So ad scheduling, it lets you control when those ads are shown, taking into account like, time zones, what people's work schedules are, even
Yeah.
like peak online activity, all that good stuff.
So it's just another thing that you can like kind of tweak and adjust
Oh yeah.
to get like the
But
best performance.
it's like it's another lever
Yeah.
to pull.
This is like I'm realizing there's like a lot to this.
Oh yeah.
It's like much more complicated than I originally thought.
It can be.
And the article also mentions that we need to like keep an eye on what our competitors are doing,
Oh, always.
which makes sense.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you were, you know, in a mall or something
Right.
and you're like looking at the other stores being like, what are they doing
Yeah, what are they
to
selling?
get customers in?
Yeah, are they doing a sale?
Yeah.
Are they, what's their window display look
Yeah,
like?
exactly. So we can like learn from
Yeah,
them
from them,
and
yeah.
see like, are they doing something that's working really well?
Exactly.
And then also see like, what are they doing that's not working so well?
Right.
So we can avoid making those same mistakes.
Exactly. So, you can look at their ad copy. You
Okay.
can look at how they're bidding. You can even like peek at their landing pages
Ooh, sneaky, sneaky.
just to kind of get some ideas and refine your own approach.
Yeah. Okay. But I feel like we've like barely scratched the surface
Oh, we have so much more to talk about.
of like all these moving parts.
Yeah.
There's like so much more to go into.
Absolutely.
There's a lot more to explore.
Oh, yeah. Like seasonality,
Okay.
negative keywords,
Okay.
ad extensions, remarketing,
Oh, well.
landing pages.
So stay tuned, everyone,
Not a lot.
because we are going to be talking about all of this
We'll be right back.
after the break. So before we went to commercial, we were talking about keeping an eye on the competition.
Right.
And that's super important. But what about like things that we can't really control, like seasonal trends?
Oh yeah, seasonality,
Yeah.
that can really make or break a campaign if you're not like paying attention.
Yeah.
If you think about it, like if you're selling swimwear, your budget and bids,
Yeah.
they're gonna look way different in June
Right.
than they do in December.
Yeah, that's true. So it's like almost like you have to kind of
Anticipate.
anticipate. Yeah, those peaks and
The
valleys.
ebbs and flows of like
Yeah.
when people want things.
Right. And I mean the article mentions like holidays,
Yeah.
industry events, back to school season, all that stuff can really affect like what people are
Basketball
serving.
needs. It's
Right.
not even just about like the budget, right? Like your ad copy has to like match the season,
right,
or the event if you wanted to, like really resonate.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like if you're having like a Black Friday sale,
right,
you got to put that front and center.
Okay, yeah. So relevance is key.
Relevance, yeah.
Okay, now something that I like always struggle with is negative keywords.
Yeah, interesting.
I know they're important, but
tell me more.
I don't know. I just have a hard time like putting it into practice.
Okay, so negative keywords are basically, they're the words that you don't want your ads to show up for.
Okay.
It's like putting up a filter to block all those like irrelevant searches.
Okay.
So let's say, you know, you sell like fancy coffee beans.
Okay.
You might want to like exclude searches for like instant coffee,
right,
or like cheap coffee.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because you're trying to...
You're really trying to refine...
Refine, yeah.
Its audience.
And make sure you're only getting to the people who...
Yeah. Who are actually interested.
Who actually, yeah.
Otherwise, you're wasting your money on clicks that won't, like, turn into anything.
Right, right, yeah.
So, you know, it goes back to knowing your audience, like we talked about. You know, the better you know them and how they search, the better your negative keywords are going to be.
This is making me realize that, like, there are so many different pieces to this.
Oh, yeah.
PPC puzzle.
Yeah.
That I wasn't even really aware of.
Right.
It's not just keywords and bids. Yeah, it's like you have to know your audience. No, you have to know your competition.
Yeah.
You have to know like what's happening.
What are the trends?
In the world. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So the article, it also mentions that we need to be constantly like testing and tweaking.
Oh, always testing.
And like.
It's a process.
Iterating. Is that the word?
Always iterating.
Yeah, because I could see how someone would just like set up their campaign.
Chat it and forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just
hope for the best.
Hope for the best, but clearly.
But that doesn't work.
That's not going to work.
Because things change.
Yeah, because the internet.
The internet never sleeps.
Never sleeps, yeah.
No, it changes all the time.
Yeah. So what worked like last month?
Might not work this month.
Might not work now.
Exactly.
So we need to be okay with like experimenting,
trying new things,
analyzing the data,
yeah,
seeing what happened,
making changes.
Exactly.
Okay, but how do we know what to test?
Oof, that's a good question.
Like, where do we even start?
Okay, so first you got to go back to your goals.
Okay, so what are we actually trying to do?
What are we trying to achieve with this?
Yeah.
And then you got to figure out, like, okay, how do we measure that?
Okay.
What are the metrics that are going to tell us if we're succeeding?
Okay.
So if your goal is, like, you want more traffic to your website.
Oh.
You're going to look at things like click-through rates, like how many people are actually clicking on your ad,
mm-hmm,
and then how many people are actually, like, going to your site.
Okay.
But if your goal is more, like, lead generation,
okay,
you're going to be looking at, like, okay, how many people are filling out that form?
Okay, so it's all about...
What were they converting?
It's about aligning what we're testing.
Yes.
With what we...
With your big... picture goals.
Polls, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's just like so much to test.
Oh, so many things.
It's kind of overwhelming.
It can be. It can be. But, you know, just take it one step at a time.
Yep.
Right? You don't have to do everything at once.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe you start by like testing different headlines in your ads or like trying out different calls to action on your landing page.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is to like only change one thing at a time.
Okay.
So you know exactly what's working and what's not.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, you know, you're not like changing five things and then you're like, oh, what made the difference? Mm-hmm. Right, right. Yeah, this is making me think about like A-B testing.
Oh, yeah.
That I've heard like marketing people talk about.
That's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah, A-B testing, that's like a superpower for PTC.
Okay.
It's like you create like two versions of something.
Right.
So like two different ads.
Okay.
Two different landing pages, mm-hmm, even like two different bidding strategies.
Okay.
And you run them at the same time.
Okay.
And see which one does better.
And then you know.
And then you know.
It's working.
You have the data.
Okay, so it's all about being really like... scientific
marketing.
Yeah,
about
what we do,
our PTC. Yeah,
that's what we do.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
This is making me feel like less intimidated.
Oh, good.
By all this stuff.
Yeah,
because I feel like, okay, we can actually,
we can figure it out.
Yeah, we can use these tools, and
the tools are there.
Yeah, and like figure it out.
Yeah, you got this. Okay, I got this. Okay, So the article also talks about ad extensions.
Oh yeah, ad extensions.
And like I've seen them before.
Tell me what you've seen.
They're like those little snippets of extra information below the ad, but I never really understood how they work.
So think of them as like little bonus features
Okay.
to make your ads like more interesting,
Okay.
more
Yeah.
informative. They give you more space to like show off stuff,
Okay.
like, you know, your phone number, website links. You can even put like customer reviews,
So it's like giving people a little
a little sneak peek.
sneak peek
Yeah.
before they even like click on the ad.
Exactly. And there are like so many different types,
Okay.
each one with like its own special power.
Right.
So like, for example, there's like site link extensions,
Okay.
and those let you add links to
That
specific pages on your website.
Okay.
So instead of just sending everyone to like your homepage, you can like send them to like the About Us page or a
Okay.
specific product category.
So it's like more
Not
specific
specific,
to
yeah.
what they're actually searching for.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Right. And then there's call extensions.
Oh.
This is like essential if your business like relies on phone calls.
Okay.
You put your number right there in the ad
Right.
so people can just like call you.
Super easy to get in touch.
Boom, one click, they're calling you.
I like it.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. And those are just like two examples.
Oh,
There
wow.
are so many more. Like, you know, you can show your address, you can like highlight like specific features of your product. You can
Right.
even like show your star rating
Oh, wow.
from reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these ad extensions, they can be really powerful
Oh yeah.
for like
Powerful stuff.
getting people to actually,
Frickin' convert.
click and convert.
Yeah.
Okay, but what happens after they click?
Oh, good question.
Do we just like hope they do what we want?
No. That's where remarketing comes in.
Right?
It's all about like bringing people back who've
Okay.
already shown some interest. You know,
Okay.
like they visited your website, they
Right.
looked at some stuff, but they didn't like buy anything.
Right.
Remarketing will like follow them around the internet a
Okay,
little
no. So
bit.
those ads that like follow you
Those are the
after you've
ones.
looked at something.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Never
that's
mind.
remarketing in action.
Okay.
Yeah, and it can be super effective
Okay.
because, you know, these people, they've already like raised their
They've
hand.
shown some interest.
They've shown interest. They're
Yeah.
like, hey, I might be into this.
This is making me realize that like the customer journey,
Oh,
it's not always
it's not linear.
linear. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I see an ad, I click, I buy.
Nope.
It could be like, I see an ad, I go to the website,
Yeah.
I leave,
Maybe you come back later.
I come back, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I see another ad,
Right.
and then I finally buy.
So remarketing helps you like stay top of mind
Okay.
throughout that whole
Yeah,
process.
that makes sense.
So, you know, you've got the ad, you've got the remarketing.
Yeah.
Now we need to talk about the landing page.
The landing page. Okay, so this is where people actually end up
This is where the magic happens.
after they've clicked.
Hopefully.
So I imagine this is
It's important.
pretty important. Yeah,
Yeah,
cool.
your landing page, it's like the first impression of your business.
Okay.
You know, it's got to be good.
Right, so if someone clicks on an ad that's like for a specific product, they should go to a landing page that's about
About that product.
that product.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
all about like keeping the promise you
Okay.
made in the ad,
Okay.
right?
Yeah.
Like if there's a disconnect, people are going to be
Yeah.
confused. They might even get frustrated and then they'll just leave.
Right.
You don't want that.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you got invited to a party
Right.
and then
Okay.
you showed up and it was
Yeah.
totally different
It was a different party.
than what you were expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Gotta make sure it all lines up.
you gotta make sure everything matches.
Everything
Yeah.
matches.
Okay. It sounds like landing page optimization
Oh, yeah.
is a whole other.
That's a whole other deep dive.
Yeah.
But yeah, just remember
Okay.
your landing page is the last step in this PPC journey.
Okay.
And it's what's going to turn those clicks into customers.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground
We have.
from setting goals, doing keyword research,
Right.
using automation, creating compelling ads, and even like crafting those landing pages.
It's a lot.
It is a lot, yeah.
But hopefully now you feel like you have like a good understanding of like the
The
basics.
basics, yeah.
And you can like go from there.
I feel a lot more confident
Oh, good.
about all this PPC stuff.
Good, good.
But I'm sure there's still more to learn.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Because the internet's always changing.
Always changing, yeah.
But yeah, hopefully this has given everyone like a good foundation,
Yeah, a good starting
a
point
good starting point, yeah.
to build from.
So keep those questions coming.
Yeah.
keep exploring.
Learning.
And never stop.
Testing.
Testing.
Yeah.
Okay, so thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been fun.
Wow, it's amazing how much we've managed to talk about.
Yeah, it's a lot.
When it comes to PPC budgeting and bid management.
Right, and it really shows you just how much strategy goes into a good PPC campaign.
Right, it's not just like throwing money at ads and hoping for the best.
Yeah, absolutely not.
So we've talked about setting clear goals.
Right.
We talked about keyword research, using that historical data.
Yeah.
We even touched on how automation can, like, really.
Oh, yeah. It's a game changer.
Be a game changer.
For sure.
And we also talked about, like, how to target the right people.
Right. Audience.
With our ad.
Right.
The right time.
Yeah.
We talked about negative keywords, making sure, like.
Filtering out.
Yeah. Those irrelevant searches.
Yeah.
And, of course, we talked about, like, testing.
Oh, always be tested.
Iterating.
Yes.
Making sure that what we're doing is actually working.
Right, because things change.
Yeah.
So you got to keep up.
We also talked about ad extensions and how they can make our ads, like, really stand out.
Little bonuses.
Yeah, little bonuses. And then we can't forget remarketing.
Bringing people back.
Yeah, giving them a second chance.
Uh-huh.
And the importance of a good landing page.
Super important.
So it's like, all of these pieces, they have to work together.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle.
To make a successful campaign.
Exactly.
I'm curious, like, for someone who's just starting out with PPC, what would you say, like, is the most important thing to focus on?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah.
I would say you really got to understand your goals.
Okay.
What are you trying to achieve?
Okay.
Are you trying to, like, get your brand out there?
Okay.
You want more people to know about you, or do you want people to, like, actually buy something?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So once you have that, like, clear vision in your head, that's going to guide everything else.
Okay. So your North Star.
Goals are, like, our North Star.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And then dive deep into keyword research.
Okay.
What are people actually typing in?
Yeah.
When they're looking for stuff that you offer.
Okay.
And don't forget about that historical data.
Yeah, so look back.
Look back to move forward.
To see what's worked.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, don't be afraid to experiment a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, try different versions of your ads, different landing pages, different bidding strategies.
See what sticks.
See what works.
Yeah.
Because what works for one person might not work for another. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, and then automation can also...
Automation.
It's your friend. Be super helpful.
Especially when things start getting, like, really complicated.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there are so many tools out there. Like, we talk about target CPA. Maximize conversions.
Yeah, those can really, like...
Those can do the heavy lifting.
Take some of that pressure off.
For sure.
It's like having a little robot assistant.
Exactly.
Doing some of that work for you.
I like that. I like that visual.
I mean, this whole deep dive has really emphasized...
It's a process.
...that it's... Yeah, it's an ongoing thing.
Ongoing, yeah.
It's not just...
Set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it.
It's constantly...
Yeah.
...analyzing, adapting, refining.
Keep learning.
Keep learning, yeah.
Keep testing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well said.
Thank you.
I think on that note...
Yeah.
It's probably time to wrap up.
Okay.
Our exploration of PPC budgeting and bid management.
This has been...
Yeah, it's been great. I feel like I've learned a lot.
Me too.
Hopefully you all listening have too.
I hope so.
And I hope you feel more confident...
Yes.
...about navigating the world of PPC advertising.
Absolutely.
But remember, the learning doesn't stop here.
Never stop learning.
Keep those questions coming.
Yeah, keep experimenting.
Keep exploring new strategies.
And keep testing.
And thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
We'll see you next time.